Part B. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear longer conversations. After each conversation, you will hear several questions. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Remember, you are not allowed to take notes or write on your test pages. Questions 31 through 34. Listen to a class discussion. It seems to me that the question is not whether the metric system should be introduced in the United States, but rather how it should be introduced.
I think that it should be done gradually to give everyone enough time to adjust.
Yes. Perhaps we could even have two systems for a while. I mean, we could keep the English system and use metrics as an optional system.
That's what they seem to be doing. When you go to the grocery store, look at the labels on the cans and packages. They are marked in both ounces and grams.
Right. I've noticed that too. And the weather reporters on radio and TV give the temperature readings in both degrees Fahrenheit and degrees Celsius now.
Some road signs have the distances marked in both miles and kilometers, especially on the interstate highways. What do you think, Professor Baker?
Well, I agree that a gradual adoption is better for those of us who have already been exposed to the English system of measurement. But I would favor teaching only metrics in the elementary schools.
I see your point. It might be confusing to introduce two systems at the same time.
Number 31. What is the topic under discussion? Number 32. What changes in measurement in the United States have the students observed? Number 33. What was Professor Baker's opinion? Number 34. Which word best describes Professor Baker's attitude toward his students? Questions 35 through 38. Listen to a telephone call to a travel agent.
Hi, this is Roger Jackson. I'm calling to make a reservation for a flight from Houston to Atlanta.
Yes, Mr. Jackson. And what day would you like to travel?
Oh, not until next month. I want to leave on May 15th and return on May 19th. I thought maybe if I called in advance, I could get a better fare.
Yes, you can. But if you stay over Saturday night and return on Sunday, May 20th, the ticket will be even cheaper.
Really? How much cheaper?
Almost $50.
But I would have an extra night in a hotel. No, that's okay. I'll just keep it for May 19th.
All right. Do you have a seating preference?
I'd rather have a window seat.
Good. There is one available. And do you want me to mail these tickets, or will you pick them up?
I'll pick them up. When can I have them?
Anytime after 2 o'clock.
Great.
Number 35. What is the main purpose of the telephone call? Number 36. What does the woman suggest? Number 37. What does the man decide to do? Number 38. What will the man probably do? This is the end of Part B.